So what does it take to be a successful entrepreneur? Do you have what it takes? Do you have drive and passion and desire, but you just don't know how to put it all together? Well, we have got the show for you. Join Daniel O'Griggs. Each week, he's going to break it down. Daniel's going to show you how to go from A all the way to Z. It's the Inspired Daily Grind with Daniel O'Griggs.
This is Daniel O'Griggs. Thank you for tuning in to the Inspired Daily Grind. I know y'all can hear me well. I'm in my car right now. As the producer Matt said, it's life of an entrepreneur, baby. So, really busy day. So, definitely had to get in these thoughts that I want to share with everybody on a podcast today. Of course, if it's your first time tuning in, definitely appreciate your ears. If it's your first time, second time, or if you listen to every podcast that I put out, I definitely appreciate it. If it is your first time tuning in, just to give you some details about what the show is about, the Inspired Daily Grind is, we chat about entrepreneurship, the journey to success. I love having guests on because everyone has a different story. Everyone has their own path to success. You can go and listen to any of my past podcasts. You can go to iHeartRadio. You can just search iHeartRadio, the Inspired Daily Grind, or you can go directly to my website, danielogriggs.com. So today I want to chat about a phone conversation that I had last week, actually. It was pretty heartbreaking for me. So, on this episode, I'm going to talk about a buddy of mine that gave me a ring, and he was saying that he's shutting his business down. He's been running his business for a while, man, like a long time. He's a younger guy, started it with his dad, took it over. And he said he was shutting it down just like for the meantime, you know what I mean? And so I know you got all of you supposed serial entrepreneurs or people and, no quitting my fight or dog and whatever you want to call it. But I actually told him it's not a bad thing. He got a lot of things going on in his life, with his personal life, just different things he has to get together. Of course, I won't say he was struggling per se, but he wasn't bringing in what he needed to bring in, just to take care of things that he needed to. So for the meantime, he went out, he has a job, he's getting a job, more steady income, and then, he's going to come back and build this business up and do it that way. And I told him it's not a bad thing. Now, me personally, I didn't take that route. But this is one thing about me is I like to put, from a mental perspective, I like to put myself in other people's shoes. I seen this post on Facebook. And matter of fact, I'm gonna put it as like the banner image for this podcast. And it said be nice to someone today because you don't know what they're going through in their life. And so many people judge, especially entrepreneurs, about, don't quit and do this and blah, blah, blah. Well, first off, it's not quitting to me for his situation. I know him. We know one another. It's not quitting. It's just kind of like it's delayed until a later point, which I completely understand. And like I say, I advise them, look, man, take that route, get things together, come back. Like, I'll help you when you're ready to come back, when you feel like feel like you're more stable. There's never a time when it's just like, oh, this is the right time, or you should or should not be ready. But definitely, when you're more stable, predominantly when you got a clear mind. That's one of the main things with entrepreneurship is, you have got to have a clear mind. If you don't have a clear mind, if you can't be focused, then that messes up everything. It messes up your business. It messes up your business decisions, anything that you can think of. You know what I mean? But, all in all, that's what entrepreneurship is about. Entrepreneurship is about life. It's more than just taking a business from nothing to something. It's more than just sales. It's more than just being a keynote speaker at speaking engagements and telling everybody about, how you went from rags to riches or whatever you else want to call it. The best point about entrepreneurship is the journey. And everyone has their own journey. Everyone has a different story. You know what I mean? So you can't really say that what someone does or the decision that they make is right or wrong. You never know what people are going through in their life. Marriage, girlfriend, boyfriend, breakups. unfortunately, deaths in family, all types of different stuff. So you can't really judge somebody based on the decisions that they make at that time or at that moment. You know what I mean? Especially, like I go back to it, entrepreneurship is so mental. It's like, you know, I love to compare everything to sports just because I come from a sports background. And with sports, you know, is 90% mental. When I played pro football, it was so much. When you get to a certain level, it's all mental. I box now, and it's definitely all mental. You know what I mean? Like Mike Tyson say, everybody has a plan until you get punched in the mouth. It's the exact same thing with life. It's the exact same thing with entrepreneurship. So a lot of plans and a lot of different things change the more you go and the more you go about things. I mean, from kids, your social life. I mean, everything is all about a journey. And I think a lot of people really need to, it's something that people really need to understand and embrace, especially going into entrepreneurship. You got so many people that are startups per se, or diving in entrepreneurship because, you know, we're on, and I love LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm always trying to post positive things. But a few times, you know, I post things that are just like, hey, this is real life. You know what I mean? Like I post probably about once a month that while there is a growing and a significant, a plethora amount of entrepreneurs, 8 or 9 out of 10 of businesses still fail. You know what I mean? So, I mean, there's a huge reality to it. And so for me, when I give people the perspective or when, you know, my buddy, as I'm advising him, I'm like, look, man, you need to do what you need to do. This is your journey. While I can put myself in your shoes in the perspective of you telling me what's going on, I can't put myself in your shoes like the best decision to make for yourself, for your family, to really get yourself in order because it's tough. But like I say, I mean, that's the point of the show. That's the point of course, this episode and entrepreneurship itself. It's a journey. And once you understand that, when you understand the journey, you know that there's going to be different types of obstacles that you have to go through. And you're going to have to make decisions based on the best way for you to get through that obstacle. And what you do doesn't have to be, and most of the time won't be the same as what someone else did. You know, my journey was completely different. I got a 9-to-5 job. Really, the only reason I got a 9-to-5 job is because me and my wife was getting a home built. And I had to have some W-2 information. And I didn't have it at the time. Other than that, none. Nada. Ever since I stopped working at Walgreens, and Walgreens, I'm not calling you out like that. You're a great place to shop. You know, I love y'all honey buns, but in regards to working there, oh no, hell no. I had to get up out of there, man. I hated it with the life of me. You know what I mean? So my journey was completely different. And what really motivated me, of course, I come from a sports background. I've always been like a captain and stuff like that. So leadership is naturally in me. But, you know, I really just push with entrepreneurship for taking the qualities that I have. And in the same regard, just to push, like, I don't want to go back to, like, everything I related to a 9-to-5 job or anything around that means went back to Walgreens. So I was like, no, I'm not going back to it. You know what I mean? But the point is, that's my journey. That's not everyone else's journey. It doesn't mean that you're a quitter. Like, of course, if you quit, that means that you just stopped everything. You never went back to it. You never had any plans. There's people that I like. You can hear it on Shark Tank. I love Shark Tank. I haven't watched it in a while, but I'll try to DVR it, and I like to watch Shark Tank. And it's people that have been working a 9-to-5, or it's a stay-at-home mom that made that decision 10, 15, 20 years ago, and now finally deciding to go back to entrepreneurship, or finally deciding to hop on top of that idea that they had, you know, 10, 15 years ago. Everybody's journey is different. I'm not going to call it a quitter. I mean, honestly, I'm going to say somebody that has their priorities in order. Because there's some things that you really have to look at and say, okay, what's my bigger priority at the moment? You know what I mean? Like, for me, I can't sit around and say I'm willing to ruin my marriage, or I'm willing to lose a relationship with my kids over a business. Because I look at it like this. I can come back and build up a business at pretty much any age. But I'm not trying to rebuild the marriage or rebuild anything else like that. For me, that's for me. Now, I'm not, like I say, everybody's journey is different. That doesn't have to be you, or it doesn't even have to mean the same thing as the way I'm putting it. You know what I mean? Like, so that's my perspective on it. And I mean, what really, one thing that really people really have to realize is that so many people are battling with the same things. And we all get caught up in these daggum success stories. That's all we look at, the success stories. I'm finna come out, I don't wanna let go of any of my secrets. I'm coming out with an app though. And it's gonna be an app though, people are gonna be able to document certain things. But without giving you a whole bunch of information, this is what I'm gonna tell somebody that's an entrepreneur right now at the moment and you're listening to this podcast. And you don't have the success, or put it like this, you have not reached your goal. Like, right, you haven't made X amount in revenue, or you haven't built your business up to X amount. This is what I advise you. Document everything right now. All of it. All the struggles, all the tough times when you up at 3 in the morning, when you got a newborn, and your son or daughter is colicky or something like that, and screaming and yelling, but you got emails that you need to push out, and you haven't been able to do it because they've been screaming all day. I know that very specific situation because my kids had ear infections and all types of stuff. And I was up all types of hours and only probably got an hour or two of sleep because of things like that. But document the journey. Be authentic. Document the stuff that's real. Like, hey, this is real life. That's what entrepreneurship is about. And one thing that we can't forget is, like, I mean, you have to go through some kind of dark to get to the light at the end of the tunnel. Now, I'm not trying to turn into a preacher or anything like that, but that's facts right there. And on any type of journey that you have, you got to go through some form of obstacles, some kind of, you know, trials or anything, whatever you want to call it. Like, you have to go through those things on your journey, on your path to success. And I know a lot of people out there are going through the exact same thing. I'll give you an example. So when I was telling you about, you know, you can go listen to some of my past podcasts. Go check out my buddy, Greg E. Hill. I did a podcast with him. You can go to danielogriggs.com. You can go check out that podcast. And Greg, you know, he talked about his journey. And then when we put this on, we put it on LinkedIn. And so many people liked it. So many people commented. And me and him were talking, you know, after we had put it out. And he was like, man, some people are going through it. Like, they can relate and connect so much from his story that he had, you know, in the past, from what he came from and how he had mental health issues. And how he lost like 20 grand in one night and he was locked up in his house and all types of stuff. And it was people that are kind of going through that exact same thing right now. While they may not be going through, like, you know, the exact situations, they're still going through their own journey. They still want to be, you know, an entrepreneur in a sense of they want to have their own business. They want to do their own thing. So they're going through these different things. And so it's like, man, these people are really going through it. These are their journeys. These are their paths. And they're in the middle of it. And a lot of people was being very transparent and very authentic with it. And they was like, hey, I completely enjoyed this podcast. You know, I loved it. I loved your entire story, blah, blah, blah. And I told, like, Greg has a great story. If you hadn't read his book or don't know anything about his book, I'll put a link to it on my site. But it's called Remember You're a Genius Again. And I reached out to some people on there and told them, look, I'll buy you the book. Give me your address. I'll order it and get it sent straight to you, because these people needed some form of not just comfort, but to understand, like, it's part of the journey. Everybody goes through it. It doesn't matter. Like, doesn't matter who it is. No matter what billionaire you want to, like, more like Mark Cuban. I was looking at a video the other day and he was just talking about his story, and I've heard it plenty of times, but he was just saying, like, you know, he was in a three-bedroom apartment with six guys, or two-bedroom apartment with six guys or something like that, sleeping on the floor and whatnot. Like, people have their own journeys. People have their own paths. And many people that even listen to this podcast itself, even if you have success in regards to, hey, I built my company up to a six-figure or a seven-figure or eight-figure or higher company. You know what I mean? You still have different things that you have to adjust to and battle with. I was speaking with a guy that's in a networking group of mine, and I invited him out to lunch, and we were chatting. We both have a lot of success in our companies, and you know, when I chat with guys like that, we always ask one another, you know, hey, what are some things that you may be dealing with within your company? Maybe I can give you some advice. It's a strength for me, weakness for you, blah, blah, blah. And so we were talking, and we both said one of the same things. And we're both kind of like, he mentioned it first, and he said that it's still always a tough thing to pull myself away once I get home. We're both married, both have kids, both have families. And he was just like, being able to say at night, hey, like, this doesn't have to be done right now. But at the same time, we're wired like that. Like, I'm wired like all day long. I just got out of the habit. Well, I'm not 100% out of it, but I just got out of the habit of waking up in the middle of the night, going to the restroom, coming back, and looking at my phone. I get notifications and my phone goes off all day 24/7. So I'm always like, you know, I'm wired like that. And so I try to get out of that habit just for sleep purposes. But it's some things that we really have to work on. I mean, that's not a problem for some people, but some things are. You know what I mean? So just finding, I won't say the balance. Always, I really don't feel like there's much. I think there's just things that you have to do that you make a decision for that moment in time. You know, for me, I put my kids to bed. There's one thing that I never complain about, even when I'm tired or don't feel like doing it. Bathing my kids, getting them in their PJs and putting them to bed. Because that in itself actually takes me away from everything else in regards to business and entrepreneurship and any types of things of that nature. That's a way of me physically removing myself away from it and really just giving that time to my kids, even though it's just them splashing all of the water out of the tub. But it's just kind of my way of it. Or once our kids are going to bed and my wife is sitting on the couch watching some kind of cooking show that she loves to watch, and me sitting there watching it with her, even though I'll get into the show, even though I'm not that interested in it. It gets pretty interesting the more you watch it. But anyways, just little things like that. But we all have different things that we battle through. You know what I mean? From my buddy, you know, he's going through things in his personal life. He got things that's taking place. Now, I can't relate in his exact regard, but I can relate in terms of, you know, as I've mentioned plenty of times before, I started my company with $9.90. Every month, I knew I had to have at least $9.90. And that's because that's what kept my website up on the internet. And so every single month, I had to make sure at least, and I know that didn't sound like much, but in my situation, it was much. In my situation, it was a big investment. You know what I mean? Because I may have been late on bills, getting money to pay for things, and all types of stuff. So my situation was different. You know, and I would grind, and I did everything I could just to make ends meet to be able to continue to pursue what I wanted to be able to pursue just like the vision that I had in mind. Now, I won't say that his path is tougher than mine or my path was tougher or easier, whatever it may be. It's just different situations with different people. And I'll go back to my point before I continue on that anybody that listens to this podcast, regardless of where you at in your entrepreneurship and your entrepreneur journey, your journey is completely different than the next person. So while we can look at others for motivation, we can look at others for to see, hey, you know, what is their journey? What was their journey like? And it's going to be different. Or the worst thing you can do is look at somebody that's successful and only view them only in their success. Because what happens with that is that you're only accustomed to what they're successful in. Like, that's all you see. So now you'll think to yourself, oh, well, they must not have had, you know, a tough journey or went through the same things I'm going through or having these same problems. Or, well, they didn't work a 9-to-5 job and, you know, have to make the big decision of, do I want to leave this job and not get benefits anymore? Or, hey, I got kids, so I can't just make a decision like that. Or I don't have support. I don't have anybody that's patting me on the back and saying, hey, good job. Or, hey, go make this decision. Or, yes, you should do it. You know what I mean? Everybody's journey is different. Now, I will tell you this. Don't depend on others. Do not depend on others. That's one thing I always will stress and always will be straight up about. I mean, I guess you can say it's my my perception or how I view things, but never depend on others. Now, I'm not saying don't go help, ask for help. I will tell you up front that you always want to seek help, but don't be dependent on someone. And as I say all the time, that can be because that person or that thing that you're dependent on, what happens when it's not there when you actually need it or you maybe need it the most? Everybody that's around here watching motivational videos and every single day or every single week, you're locked into watching Gary Vaynerchuk. Or you're locked into watching, what's the dude's daggum name? Grant Cardone or Ty Lopez. I'm just tossing out like some pretty recognizable influencers on YouTube or whatnot. Like, don't be dependent on them. Don't be dependent on watching their videos. What happens when you got bad reception? I mean, it sounds silly, but you don't want to be dependent on these things. You don't want that to be the fuel to your fire. You have to be your own fuel, and you got to be your own fire. And the way that you keep that and the way that you do that is the vision that you have. You never want to lose sight of your vision. You allow that to be your fuel, and you allow that to be your fire. So I just wanted to toss that in to get, you know, I kind of got off script, off subject right there, but never be dependent on anybody. But just back to the journey, I mean, stay on your path to success. Right now, it probably looks like you're not even going to have success. I know I see so many times people on LinkedIn talking about, you know, they've been putting in applications for jobs. They can't get a job. They're trying to do something with, you know, starting a business with the skill that they have. It's hard to get it off the ground, blah, 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 blah. Look, I sympathize with everybody because, like I say, I've repeated so many times on here, everyone has their own journey. But at the end of the day, you got to pull up your big boy pants, your big boy girls, and you got to figure things out. We keep the show clean, so I'm going to say this in a nice way. You got to figure it out. That's all it comes down to. You got to figure it out. My buddy, you know what? He said he shut his company down. Now, he shut it down in terms of, like, he's not pursuing any new business or anything like that. He said if somebody hits him up and they want him to do a job, if he can squeeze it into his schedule, he'll do it. He still got his website up and any other thing that he has. He still has it up. It's still live. But he's not pursuing it strongly right now. You know what I mean? But he's figuring things out. That's the whole point. I'll go back to the point when I said, hey, it doesn't mean you're a quitter. It just means that you're somebody that has your priorities in order. So never look at it in terms of, you know, man, I'm just a quitter. I can't go back or anything else like that. You know what I mean? Everyone has their journey. Everyone has their path. But you've got to figure things out. And so I'll say this. just in case this question pops up. Does that mean that you're still a quitter? If I'm going to bust somebody's bubble or if I'm going to blow somebody's bubble up, maybe you're a quitter for that moment. But look, I'll put it like this. You can lose the battle, just don't lose the war. That's the best way that I could put it. You can lose some battles, just don't lose the war. As I said before, I said many times before, and I get this from a Meek Mill song, wins and losses is part of being bosses. You're going to win some, you're going to lose some. And it's just a part of it. It's part of the journey. It's part of everything that you have to go through. Right now, if you're listening to this podcast, I don't know where you're listening to it. If you listen to it on iHeartRadio, if you're listening to it from LinkedIn and I post it on there, or if you're listening to it from my website, I want to hear about your journey. If you're listening to this, evidently you're an entrepreneur, you're thinking about entrepreneurship, or maybe you were an entrepreneur. You got a friend or family member that may be kind of going through the same thing. I want to hear about your journey. If you don't want to, you know, put it out there like that, shoot me an email. If you're on LinkedIn, shoot me a DM. If you're on my website or anywhere else, you know, shoot me an email. Daniel@ATXWebDesigns.com. It's Daniel@ATXWebDesigns.com. And I'll put my email on my website and on other platforms. Like, I want to hear about other people's journey. Because like I said, this is a lot more common than none. While I've had a lot of success, I mean, you can see in a short amount of time because it's only been two, going to be my third year this year. There was a long, it doesn't seem like it's just been 3 years because it was a tough and a really long journey to get to this point. But still, there's still things that I have to battle with in terms of, you know, prioritizing time and things like that. Giving time to family, you know, giving time to just peers and social life, and just trying to balance things out, at least for the moment, as I say. You know what I mean? So I want to hear about your journey. Let me know about your journey. This is Daniel O. Griggs. Thank you for tuning in to the Inspire Daily Grind. Chat with you next week.
Join Daniel next week as he takes you through another walk of how to become a very successful entrepreneur. It's the Inspired Daily Grind with Daniel O. Griggs.